Brock, B-R-A-C-H-S. Brock, Chocolate Mint Candy Bar presents The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with amazing physical powers far beyond those of mortal men, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, wages a never-ending battle for truth and justice. Today, Cub reporter Jimmy Olsen and his cousin Bert Andrews are in great peril when, in pitch darkness on a mysterious underground river, their canoe strikes a rock and fills with water.
Greg, what time that we're sinking, Jim? We're sinking to listen. What do we do? Swim, Jim. Swim for your life.
Well, it's been happening to fellows and girls all over the country, and it'll happen to you, too. You take just one bite of Brock's Chocolate Mint Candy Bar, and after that, no other candy bar will ever be good enough for you. Why is that? Well, because everybody likes the cool-tasting flavor of snow-white mint candy, and everybody likes delicious chocolate, too. And when you put them together the way they are in Brock's Chocolate Mint Candy Bar, well, you've just never tasted anything so good. And the best thing about it is that Brock's Chocolate Mint Candy Bar isn't just one candy bar. It's twins. Yes, every time you peel off that green wrapper, you get not one, but two big pieces of that marvelous chocolate-covered mint candy. You'd better find out right away what I'm talking about. Stop at the first candy counter you come to and ask for the twin candy bar that gives you two big pieces in one. Don't forget the name. It's Brock's, B-R-A-C-H-S. Brock's Chocolate Mint Candy Bar and the famous green wrapper. Try Brock's Chocolate Mint Candy Bar tomorrow. And say, fellas and girls, don't miss the big news coming later in this show. We're going to tell you more about the great new Superman Radio Quizmaster game the Brock Candy people are going to offer to you Superman listeners beginning next Monday. And also about Brock's big Superman treasure chest contest with the hundreds of valuable prizes. So keep listening.
And now, the adventures of Superman.
Deep, dark mystery and stark terror have settled over a farming region in the Missouri Ozarks, where Cub reporter Jimmy Olsen is visiting his cousin Bert Andrews, and where, in the moonlight, a huge silver buffalo ridden by a man in war-painted feathered headdress has been thundering through the countryside, bringing destructive fires in his wake. While Superman sought to unravel the mystery, Jimmy and Bert discovered an old map which showed the location of an underground river known in Indian times as Lost River below the high bluff from which the silver buffalo and its war-painted rider had seemingly disappeared into thin air. In Bert's canoe, the two boys entered the long-lost river through a secret entrance, but they were then caught in an incredibly swift current and whirled helplessly along through Stygian darkness. Suddenly, the canoe struck a sharp rock, then filled with water and sank, leaving Jimmy and Bert struggling for their lives. As we continue now, the boys have been swept through a sharp bend in the narrow, winding river and have managed to pull themselves ashore. Spent and breathless, they lie in pitch blackness.
Jim, yeah? What are we going to do now?
It's on me, Bert.
The canoe's gone. Lord only knows where we are. Oh, if only we could see something.
Yeah, I can't see my hand before my... Hey, wait.
What?
Wait, if only... Yeah. It's still here.
What, Jim?
My fountain pen flashlight. It's still clipped to my shirt pocket.
So what? It won't work. The batteries must be all wet.
No, it's supposed to be waterproof. Mr. Kent gave it to me for Christmas once. Let's see.
Glory be.
It works.
Yeah, the prettiest thing I ever seen, too.
No, I have to look around. Hey, Bert.
Huh?
The river's only about 6 feet wide.
Yeah, we seem to be in some kind of cavern. Shoot the light up, Jim.
Okay. Please. What's that?
What?
That kind of long finger coming down from the ceiling. Look, there's another one. And another.
Oh, those.
Hey, look at those things coming up from the ground. What kind of crazy shape? Like people and animals. Holy mackerel, what is this?
Take it easy, Jim. They can't hurt you. They're stalactites and stalagmites.
What?
Yeah, the ones coming down from the ceiling are stalactites, you see, and the ones growing up on the ground there, they're stalagmites. They're formed by dripping limestone and calcium and water.
Oh, yeah. I heard about them.
Holy smokes, Jim, we must be in Onondaga Cave.
What cave?
Onondaga Cave. I've seen stuff like this there.
Jeez.
No, wait, we can't see it.
Onondaga's over near Lee's town, and it's all electric lighted so folks can see everything, but gee whiz, if we ain't in Onondaga, where are we?
I don't know. According to the professor's notes, this is where the silver buffalo and the Osage Indian chief used to disappear to. They're probably around here someplace right now.
What?
Oh, not the old chief, I mean. But the buffalo and the Indian who's been setting all those fires.
Uh-oh. I wouldn't want to run into them here alone.
Neither would I. Look, Bert, we've got to go back and get Mr. Ken and the sheriff.
Sure, but how are we going to get back? Our canoe's gone, and even if it wasn't, we couldn't buck that current
and follow the river back to the secret entrance in the bluff. This way, come on.
Oh, okay.
Uh-oh. Look.
What?
There's no shore or ledge leading back to the entrance from here.
No, just rock walls.
Well, there's only one thing to do.
So what's that?
Gotta keep going ahead. Follow the river and hope it leads us out of this place. Come on.
Well, the river goes down, though, deeper underground.
I know, but there must be a way out someplace.
Yeah, I guess so. But supposing we run into the buffalo and the engine?
We just can't stay here, can we?
Well, no, but...
Then come on. Follow me. And be as quiet as you can.
Jimmy and Bert begin their cautious, dangerous trek through the mysterious cavern, picking their way between the eerie stalagmites rising all about them. Superman, worried following an unsuccessful search for the two boys, has resumed his guise of Clark Kent and is back at Ed Lacey's farm, where Jimmy and Bert were last seen and where he was.
Now look at this, Sheriff. An arrow and a bloody feather stuck to the shaft.
Mm-hmm.
Where'd you find that, Mr. Kent?
Sticking in the door at Bert's house.
You did, huh?
Yep. You know what it means?
The bloody feather is an engine sign. It means death to all in the house.
Death? Great Scott, what about...
Well, I'd better get up a posse right away,
Mr. Kent. Isn't the answer, Sheriff. The Indian or whoever he is has a secret hideout. I haven't been able to find it, so your posse won't be able to.
Now, hold on. You're only one man.
Take my word for it, Sheriff. If I can't find a hideout, 100 posses can't.
Well, that's mighty strange talk, Mr. Kent. What do you mean?
I can't explain now, but I know what I'm talking about. Can't understand why I can't find a hideout. Say, wait. Come with me, Sheriff.
Where?
Up to that high river bluff where the silver buffalo and its rider always seem to disappear. I've got an idea. Sheriff, buffalo's tracks come right up here to within a few feet of the edge of the bluff, and then they stop.
The only thing I can figure is the critter leaped down into the river, Mr. Kent.
Impossible. It's at least a 100-foot drop. The buffalo and its rider would have been killed. Once more, I would have found them in the river.
And what did happen to them?
I told you, they have a hideout near here and a way to get to it that seems unearthly.
Hold on, Mr. Kent. No place like that around here. I know every inch of this land.
You can't understand why I can't see it. Unless... Look, Sheriff. Is there lead in this soil?
Sure. Quite a bit of it. Why?
So that's the answer.
What answer?
I can't see through lead.
What?
Never mind. Listen, Sheriff. Are there any old lead mines around here? Perhaps some abandoned shafts that have been closed up?
Yeah.
There must be an old shaft or a tunnel or a pit.
Ain't, I tell you, only thing at all like that, like a pit, you said, would be Onondaga Cave.
A cave? Where?
Hold on. The engineer's buffalo ain't hiding Onondaga Cave. That's a tremendous big thing. Well, you must have heard of it. One of the finest natural caves in the world.
Where is it? A
couple of miles from here. A
couple of miles? Buffalo and its rider couldn't have gone all the way there without leaving tracks.
Of course not. And they couldn't hide there anyhow. Count the cave was all lit by electric light.
Oh.
Now, wait, though. It seems to me I I once heard Mr. Rice, he's the owner of Onondaga, say there's some rooms in the cave they ain't never got around to exploring yet.
Uh-huh. Well, which way is Onondaga Cave, Sheriff?
Over toward Lee's Town. I tell you, won't find a buffalo, an Injun, a bird, and a Jim there. And
just the same, I want to see that cave, Sheriff. It might be the answer to everything.
Followed by the reluctant sheriff, Clark Kent starts for famous Onondaga Cave. Is he on the trail of Jimmy and Bert? And what has happened to the two boys? We'll be back in a moment to find out, so keep listening.
Next Monday is big news day for all you fellows and girls who listen to Superman. Next Monday, we're going to tell you how you can get one of those exciting new Superman Radio Quizmaster games that are going to be offered by the Brock Candy people. It's a brand new idea. First of its kind ever made, and we think that you'll have more fun with it than anything you've ever sent in for on any radio program. With Brock's Superman Radio Quizmaster game, you can be the master of ceremonies of your own quiz show with a real live audience. There are questions for you to ask the members of your audience. There are funny stunts you can make them do when they can't answer the question. And there's even a model microphone you can set up anywhere. Yes, you'll have a barrel of fun with Brock's Superman Radio Quizmaster game. But listen, that's only part of our big news. When you get it, and we'll tell you how next Monday, you'll also get your official entry blank for Brock's Big Superman Treasure Chest Contest. And what a contest it is, gang. Hundreds and hundreds of valuable prizes. Wristwatches, radio sets, cowboy boots, bicycles, footballs, and many more. And all can be won easily. Next Monday is the day. Keep listening to Superman and find out next Monday how you can get that swell Brock Superman Radio Quizmaster game and your official entry blank for Brock's Big Superman Treasure Chest Contest with all those wonderful prizes.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman.
Still following the underground river through a vast series of dark caverns, slipping and skidding against the dripping, eerie stalagmites, some of them higher than their heads, Jimmy Olsen and Bert Andrews have stopped to catch their breath.
Oh boy, Bert. Bush.
Me too, Jim. You better turn off your flashlight. Save the battery.
Yeah, they're getting pretty weak. I hope we get out of here before they burn out.
I think maybe we got a chance now, Jim. We've been climbing the last few minutes. Could be we're coming to a way out of this place.
I hope so. I hate to say it, but this place is starting to give me the creeps. Come on, let's get going again.
Okay, let's. Bert, what's the matter?
What's that? There it is again. Hear it?
Yeah, I hear it.
Seems to come from up ahead.
Shine a flash up there, Jim.
And listen, look.
The silver buffalo.
And an Indian's riding them.
Oh, my gosh. They're coming for us. We better run, Jim.
I can't. I...
Me neither.
Listen.
Frozen in their tracks, Jimmy Olsen and Bert Andrews stand as motionless as the weird stalagmites around them. As the huge silver buffalo, the war-painted and feathered Indian on its back, march down toward them. Don't miss tomorrow's action-packed episode, fellows and girls. Tune in, same time, same station, for Chapter 9 of The Mystery of the Silver Buffalo on The Adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Comics Magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time. Watch for the Superman Adventure Serial soon to be shown at your local movie theater. Listen tomorrow, same time, same station, for Chapter 9 of The Mystery of the Silver Buffalo on The Adventures of Superman. Brought to you by Brock's famous chocolate mint candy bar. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.